Job chapter 40. Then the Lord answered Job, "Will a fault finder contend with the Almighty? Let the one who accuses God give him an answer." Then Job answered the Lord, "Look, I am absolutely unworthy. How can I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, and I will not answer. Twice, but I will proceed no further." Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, "Gird up now your loins, preparing for action like a man, for I will question you, and you will answer me. Will you even discredit my justice? Will you condemn me so that you may be justified? Do you have an arm as strong as God? Can you thunder with a voice like his? Dress yourself with majesty and dignity, and clothe yourself with glory and splendor. Pour out your overflowing anger, and look on everyone who is proud, and bring him down. Look on everyone who is proud, and humble him. Trample down the wicked where they stand. Hide them in the dust together. Imprison them in the hidden world. Then I also will acknowledge you, that your own right hand can save you. Look at Bahemoth, which I made just as I made you. It eats grass as an ox. Look at how its strength is in its loins, and its force in the muscles of its belly. It moves its tail like a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are knit together. Its bones are tubes of bronze. Its limbs are like bars of iron. It is a prime example of the works of God. Only its maker can approach it with his sword, for the mountains offer it food. Where all the wild animals of the field play, it lies down under the lotus trees, hidden in the reeds and the swamp. The lotus trees cover it with their shade, the willows by the brook surround it. If a river turns turbulent, it is not alarmed. It is confident, though the Jordan River surges against its mouth. Can any capture it when it is watching, or pierce its nose after trapping it?